From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama's top general and top diplomat in Afghanistan presented a united front on Capitol Hill today. Despite past disagreements about the way forward in Afghanistan, they both told lawmakers the president's new strategy is the right one. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
General Stanley McChrystal and Ambassador Carl Eikenberry both say the new war plan can succeed. They both say they now have the resources they need, and they both say they fully support the president. They also agree that the challenge in Afghanistan is daunting. But in testimony before the House and Senate Armed Services Committees, there were subtle differences between the two men. General McChrystal was unequivocal. The mission is achievable, he said, adding, "We can and will accomplish this mission." Ambassador Eikenberry, who's previously expressed reservations, hedged a bit. He told lawmakers, quote, "Success is not guaranteed, but it is possible." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has rejected an effort that would have led to tighter restrictions on abortion funding under a proposed health care overhaul plan. By a vote of 54 to 45, lawmakers defeated an amendment proposed by Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska and Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah that had sought to bar any insurance plan that receives taxpayer dollars from offering abortion coverage. Such a move would have included many private insurance companies and mirrored provisions contained in a House measure. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the legislation being debated is about access to health care, not abortion. A series of car bombs went off in the Iraqi capital this morning, killing at least 125 people and wounding more than 400 others. NPR's Susanna George reports from Baghdad.
Five coordinated car bombs shook the Iraqi capital. The attacks targeted government buildings, a crowded shopping area, and a police patrol. One of the bombs exploded near the temporary quarters of the finance ministry. The ministry's previous building was destroyed by a massive truck bomb last August. Since that devastating attack last August and a similar twin car bombing last October, the Iraqi government has tightened security. There is a greater police presence and more checkpoints dot the Baghdad streets. But some officials say that it hasn't been enough. One member of parliament called the government's security strategy a failure. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki responded that today's attacks prove that Iraq's enemies want to create chaos and stall Iraq's move towards the elections now set for early March. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
A winter storm has already hit the West, is continuing to move east, causing travel problems in upwards of a dozen states. One National Weather Service forecaster described the system as a classic big deepening winter storm. Forecasters say up to a foot of snow could fall in parts of Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin with 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 104 points to close at 10,285. This is NPR. A bankruptcy court judge has signed off on a reorganization plan for Giant CIT Group. The company, a major lender to small and mid-sized businesses, filed for bankruptcy protection back in November. Under the plan, which has also been approved by key bondholders, CIT would reduce its total outstanding debt by $10.5 billion. Some debt would also be deferred. The government gave CIT $2.3 billion last fall as part of the $700 billion financial rescue plan. That money was lost when CIT filed for bankruptcy. The city of Tacoma, Washington, is paying its respects to four police officers killed by a gunman 9 days ago. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
People lined the streets to watch an enormous motorcade, estimated to number in the thousands of vehicles, as it escorted the caskets of the four slain officers to a memorial at a local arena. As they entered the arena, almost 20,000 law enforcement officers from around the country and Canada stood at attention, completely silent. The four officers were shot in a coffee shop near the Tacoma suburb of Lakewood, apparently ambushed by an ex-convict named Maurice Clemens. He was shot and killed 2 days later by a policeman in Seattle. Governor Christine Gregoire has called the coffee shop shootings the darkest day in the history of law enforcement in Washington state. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
United Airlines parent company UAL said today it has letters of intent with Boeing to purchase 25 of the company's new 787 Dreamliners and an equal number of A350 airplanes from rival Airbus. The orders are part of a move by United to cut its fuel costs. United, the third largest airline, since its order capitalizes on lower prices due to the weak economy. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.